More farms could go bankrupt as the European Union seeks to again reform the Common Agricultural Policy. In a redistribution of finances in the EU's 2013 budget, farming subsidies will be reduced in favor of rural development projects. Jason Edwards visited a farm in southwest England to investigate the impact of the proposal.
Colin Lucas and his family have farmed the land around Callington for many generations. The proposed EU reforms affect the direct aid system, the scheme used by farmers to receive subsidies from the European Union. Colin explained to me how the current system works.
We get a check once a year based on the acreage of our farm that is eligible, and it's paid in euros converted to pounds. Subsidies has always been a dirty word, really. We would all like as farmers to live solely off the price that our products make. But unfortunately, with government interference and supermarket power, without a subsidy, we would not be able to make a living. If we didn't have some sort of base subsidy system, there wouldn't be any production in Europe economically at all. As we're in the EU, our food supplies are assured, and they are now going to transfer more and more money from production in Britain and the rest of Europe into environmental expenditure to save the environment, reduce our carbon footprint, and keep the birds and the public and the consumers happy. Obviously, any cut in the system that we have now will affect our income, because I don't think that all farmers who may be going to have a cut of 10% or more are going to suddenly get the same amount of money back for doing different things, i.e. environmental. Whilst I'm in favour of the money being spent in the rural environment under different schemes than what we've been having in the past, we can only wait and see how it's going to turn out.
Former South West MEP Neil Parish has long campaigned for reform. Up until the 2009 European parliamentary elections, Mr. Parish served as chairman of the Parliament's Agriculture Committee. I started by asking him if he welcomed the EU's plan to reallocate 10% of agricultural subsidies to environmental projects.
Yes, I do. I think in the West Country here, we got lots of farms that could benefit from more environmental schemes. We've got beautiful countryside, so we've got to target more of that money looking after the hillside and, of course, looking after agriculture as well. They shouldn't have a negative impact on British farmers, because basically our farms on the whole are bigger and more efficient. I think our farmers are also used to farming more for the marketplace. I think our farmers can get more from environmental payments and actually can farm with a new agricultural policy better than in the old one.
The debate on the latest agricultural changes has only just begun. Now that the Lisbon Treaty has been ratified, it will be up to both the European Parliament and the Council of Ministers to agree on any future policy. This is Jason Edwards reporting for International Radio News, Cornwall.